From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
And good morning, everybody. Happy Monday to you, Memphis. I'm Todd Starnes, and this is Starnes Country. We are proudly broadcasting at the Principal Toyota Memphis studio today. If you need a great car, you need to go visit our good friend Todd Lochner down at Principal Toyota. All right, we've got a jam-packed show today, a lot of information to get through and to talk about. Of course, yesterday, really over the weekend, there were these massive protests over the domestic terrorist who tried to kill an ICE agent on the streets of that neighborhood in Minneapolis. And so you've had tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of protesters marching in just about every major city, every minor city across the country. And by and large, most of the protesters are either elderly white women or middle-aged white women. I mean, that's just the reality of it. Even here in the Mid-South, on Saturday, you had a bunch of gals of girth that were protesting right around the courthouse here in Hernando on the square. I don't know, maybe a few dozen people showed up there. I'm not real big with numbers. But anyway, yesterday, and this is the story that we're going to start out with. Yesterday, over on Summer Avenue, there was a big protest, and this was all hosted by a group called Indivisible Memphis. And they're a radical left-wing group. I mean, this is what they do. This is who they are. They can't help themselves. And we're hoping that they listen to KWAM, so maybe, just maybe, they can be exposed to the conservative way of thinking, and they just might be able to experience a political conversion, if you will. So anyway, they organized this big protest on Summer Avenue. Now, can I just say, and these are just general observations here, Summer Avenue is typically home to a massive segment of the Hispanic population here in Memphis. I did not see very many black and brown faces in that crowd. As a matter of fact, I mean, Memphis is a majority-minority city. That crowd was overwhelmingly of the Caucasian persuasion yesterday. But early on, it was clear they were not going to get the numbers they wanted to get. And so they posted this item on their social media page. And we look at all of this stuff, right? And so anyway, they wrote, "When you're scared to come to a protest, you know your presence is required at the protest." And of course, then everybody starts explaining why they can't come to the protest. Because, you know, it's Sunday afternoon. People are taking naps. Some people have things to do. And then there was one woman who explained that she wasn't able to attend because she had a problem, a medical issue. She said her bursitis flared up. And look, that's bursitis, nothing to laugh about. I mean, that's a pretty painful thing there. But again, thoughts and prayers. And these are some of the things you have to deal with when the people you are hiring for your protest are of a certain age. No, I'm not saying that they're old. I'm just saying that, you know, just thoughts and prayers on the bursitis. That's tough. Hope you get over that. So anyway, they get out there and they're marching. And well, at first they're standing along the roadway, and the Daily Helmsman, which is the official student newspaper of the University of Memphis, they said over 400 people. No, there were not 400 people in that crowd. Again, this explains why so many university students across the country are having to take remedial math. And we're going to talk about that story on the national show. Ironically, we're going to talk about that story on the national show today. So anyway, you've got this massive crowd out there. People are trying to go about their business. They're trying to get from point A to point B. And all of a sudden, this mob decides to take over Summer Avenue. And did they have a permit? I do not know. We will find out if, in fact, they had a permit. But anyway, they take over the street. People are stuck in traffic. They can't get anywhere. Our good friend Lisa Arnold was actually having to take her little dog to the vet for some sort of an emergency, and she got caught up in all of this. So the THP arrived. And let me just say this. The Tennessee Highway Patrol, they don't mess around. So I don't know what those protesters were expecting. But anyway, one of these gals of girth goes up there and she tries to take on a THP cruiser. And the THP wasn't having any of it. So they hop out and Indivisible Memphis says the Tennessee Highway Patrol attacked their peaceful protest. That protest was not peaceful once they stepped foot off the sidewalk and into the streets. And I'm just going to say this, and I appreciate the Highway Patrol. And according to, we don't have a full number on the number of people arrested. It may have been one or two. But quite frankly, everybody who was marching, if they did not have a permit, every single person that was blocking Summer Avenue should be arrested. Or they should be given some sort of a citation, some sort of a ticket, because we can't have that nonsense going on. Just remember, ladies and gentlemen, first it's Summer Avenue, and the next thing you know, they're blocking the Mississippi River Bridge again. And nobody wants that. I'm just telling you, nobody wants that. So anyway, just curious your thoughts as this mob goes out there, and keep in mind, what are they protesting? Why are they out there? Well, first of all, a majority of them nationwide are getting a paycheck. They're being paid hourly to march in the streets and cause mayhem and, quite frankly, anarchy in some cases. What happened over the weekend in Minneapolis was insane. Did you see the images? We've got them over at ToddStearns.com. The police were literally run out of downtown, literally run out of. The police chief of Minneapolis was seen on video running away, and the mob was chasing the police officers because the police were told to stand down. That's what they're dealing with in Minneapolis. And I feel bad for the good people of Minneapolis, but the reality is they got to deal with their own problems, just like we had to down here in Memphis. You had all the politicians yammering about, well, we got to do something about crime. Nobody was ever doing anything about crime until we actually asked the president on this program, on this radio station, Mr. President, would you mind coming down and doing something about the crime? And he was like, yeah, sure, no problem. Happy to do it. Wish somebody would have told me. So ultimately, when it comes to dealing with issues, it is so vitally important for our elected leaders to get involved and get engaged, which is why we love State Senator Brent Taylor so much on this program. We love State Representative Mark White. They're out there at the forefront of all of this. So at the end of the day, all of these people, and they're probably going to be more protest, and you watch what's going to happen. They're going to try to shut down the I-40 bridge. That's what's going to happen next because they feel emboldened to some extent, which is why you got to crack down on these people. Look, I'm all about a protest. All right. That is your right under the Constitution, but you can't break the law. There are rules and you got to follow the rules. That's just the way it is. All right. We've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926 if you want to weigh in on the big protest. That's 901-260-5926. One of the big items that people are talking about on social media, is it time for the president to declare an insurrection, send in the military to Minneapolis, and crack down on all of this lawlessness, round up all of the illegal alien Somalians, and send them back to where they came from? This is Starnes Country in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. Let's check in with Commander Chuck.
What if everything you thought you knew about online exploitation was only the surface? The shocking docuseries, Sexploited, rips the veil off the digital darkness destroying lives. You'll be stunned by what's uncovered in these real stories. Watch the trailers if you dare. Once you see it, you'll understand why silence is no longer an option. Visit SalemNow.com and watch Sexploited in America. And visit SexploitedFilm.com.
Trump is banning immigration from Somalia. What are your thoughts about that?
I think it's terrible.
Why?
I just think that there's a lot of bad things going on in Somalia, and we should be taking people in war-torn countries in.
We should be taking them in. We're trying to get people today to sign up to take in a Somali migrant. Would you be able to do that?
I don't know. I'm not sure if I could or not. I don't live in New York.
Well, that's okay. Where do you live?
Massachusetts.
We could send them to Massachusetts, if that's all right. Could we get your name, email address, and then how many you'd be able to take in?
I couldn't do that without talking to my husband first. I might be open to it.
You might be open to it?
But I would want to have more information first.
Okay. Could we just get your information,
no,
just in case
only because I don't know who you are.
Oh, I'm Matt Miller.
Yeah, no, I get that, but I do it through an organization.
Okay. President Trump says he's stopping immigration from Somalia. What are your thoughts about that?
We need immigration as a country. It's insane, the arbitrary stops that he's putting in on all these countries.
You think America should accept in third world immigrants? He shouldn't stop it?
We always have. We should.
We should. Let me ask you, we're trying to find people to take in a migrant from Somalia. Would you be able to give us just your email and how many you would like to take?
I wouldn't be available to do that at this time.
You wouldn't be available?
No. I live in Michigan. I can't do that right now.
Okay. I mean, we could send them to Michigan if that's all right. We're just trying to get you don't want to do it?
Not at this time.
Okay.
Welcome back to Starnes Country, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. So this guy goes out on the street, and he's trying to recruit these leftists to really put money where their mouth is. And we've got to provide shelter and housing to all the Somali people. Well, great. He had a form, and you could sign up, and you, American liberal, Memphis liberal, you too could actually house a Somali migrant family or a bunch of Somali dudes in your home. I mean, right? That's the right thing to do. Otherwise, what's the word I'm looking for here? Otherwise, it could be considered to be hypocrisy. But what got me, though, and maybe this is more egregious, is the woman who's like, she's like a feminazi over there, and she had to get permission from her husband. That to me, this is brilliant. It's a great time to be a conservative, ladies and gentlemen, because you have so many folks out there exposing these radical leftists. Welcome back. Great to have you with us. It is a cold day, and I've been getting messages all like over the weekend. Is there going to be snow? Not in the Mid-South, but anywhere else. If you're anywhere else in Tennessee later this week and into the weekend, I'm just going to say it could get very, very interesting. Laura Huckabee is going to be along in just a few moments with your complete weather forecast. Also, our friends over at Briarcrest Christian School asked us to share this information. It is the 10th annual One Voice Acapella Invitational, which is going to be a lot of fun. It's coming up this weekend, the 16th and the 17th at Briarcrest Christian School. Go to their website. If you want some of the best music in America, a cappella, you're going to want to go check this out. The 10th annual One Voice a cappella Invitational there at Briarcrest Christian School. All right, time now to check in with Parker May, standing by with a look at your weekend sports.
I'm Parker May, and this is your KWAM Sports Update, presented by Ortho One Sports Medicine and Dr. DeLaubach. In the NFL, the playoffs are underway, as in the NFC, the Rams took down the Panthers, the Bears completed their comeback against the Packers, and the 49ers defeated the Eagles. In the AFC, the Bills beat the Jags, and the Patriots took down the Chargers. In college football, the national championship is set, as Miami will face Indiana after the Hoosiers dominated Oregon 56-22. The final game of the season will be a week from today in Miami. In basketball, the Memphis Tigers dropped their first conference game at FAU 78-89. The Tigers are now 7-8, which marks their worst 15-game start since the 2000-2001 season. The Memphis Grizzlies are now officially listening to trade offers for star guard Ja Morant as they near the trade deadline on February 5th. The Grizzlies will be in Europe next week, taking on the Orlando Magic in Berlin and London. I'm Parker May on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
All right. Thank you very much, Parker. And, of course, the big story is the free fall that the Memphis Tiger basketball team is in. And it's really interesting. One of the things I've noticed is that, on these message boards, for most cities, you're able to have debates and arguments about whether or not the team is doing the right thing or the coach is making the right calls. But here in Memphis, you're not allowed to do that. They crucify you. And especially when it comes to Penny Hardaway. And Hardaway is right up there with, I don't know, Jesus and JFK. I mean, you know, that's you're not allowed to say anything negative about Penny Hardaway, even in the throes of all of this. However, a lot of the sports writers now are starting to get a little negative in their coverage. Here's what's interesting. I watched that game last night or yesterday afternoon, and it was brutal, just brutal. And they lost to Florida Atlantic down in Boca Raton. And this is the quote that got me. Hardaway says, "We've tried everything." And I'm not sure you want a coach to say those words, even if they have tried everything. It's almost as if Hardaway is throwing in the towel and saying, we don't know what I don't know what's going on here. But clearly very disappointing season. Only 16 games left, and it's interesting, the commercial appeal actually said it was an alarmingly disappointing season. I'm just curious, what's the solution here to the – and a lot of it, I suspect, has to do with NIL and the fact that Hardaway just can't keep players or assistant coaches for that matter. But clearly a very disappointing loss, and it's not looking good. I mean, there's – I mean, a lot of people are wondering, are we going to be able to make it to the tournament, the big dance? It's not looking like it right now. So Hardaway is now throwing the players under the bus. He says, I mean, we've tried everything. It's not always on a coach every time. The players know what to do. They're old enough, and we work hard enough to get it done. And a lot of people are giving Coach a hard time about that, but I understand exactly where he's coming from. Look, many of these kids are now employees. They're getting paid. And if you're going to start getting paid, you're no longer a student athlete. You're an employee. And if you're not living up to your responsibilities, well, you got problems. So I've got no problem with the coach calling out the players like that. But clearly they've got issues. They've had issues for a very long time. And whether or not the fan base, I just don't know. It's not a good season right now for the Memphis Tigers. They're just going through it. And I think a lot of it, and I'm just going to say this, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we do not have an on-campus arena or football stadium. Have you noticed something? All the renovations they're doing, which are pretty spectacular to the Liberty Bowl. The reality is, even though they cut 25,000 seats? I will have to get the full numbers. We still can't fill that thing up. It's insane. And I think one of the reasons we don't have the student enthusiasm, I mean, when you go to the Tigers games, that is a very different demographic that goes to the Tiger games. And one of the reasons why people don't want to go all the way downtown to the FedEx Forum to watch the Tigers. Oh, by the way, John Morant probably heading out of town. Those days are over. So anyway, curious to hear your thoughts about the Memphis Tigers. It's a great school, great program. The fan base is insanely awesome. But the reality is, they're just having a hard time on the coaching side. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So this story, and I want to caution you, if you've got kids in the car, you may want to just hang tight for a second. A former Shelby County deputy, decertified, was in a courtroom, and I want you to hear what happened. Cut five.
Commissioner Beverly, I just got two questions. Did you engage in oral sex inside of the courtroom?
I didn't engage in oral sex. She engaged in oral sex. I received, yes.
Okay. Were there citizens in the building at the time?
So I can't say. My court was down. And you will be dismissed around the time that my court was down or whatever. So I had completed my tour of duty. We were just waiting to get dismissed. And that's because, like he said, my tour of duty was over. But when he said that the officers are patrolling the hallways, that's not always happening. That may be what they say, but that's not always happening. I was always able to respond to a call or need to be responded to a call. That was a late team.
I disagree. I don't think if you're taking that action, you're able to respond to a call.
Commissioner Ryan, I've just got one or two little things here. You was in uniform during those actions, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you were still on the clock with Shelby County Sheriff's Department, correct?
Yes, sir.
Commissioner Ryan, I make a motion for decertification.
Commissioner Beverly, second.
We have a motion and a second on the floor. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. Mr. Hamlin.
All right. Well, that, wow. Yeah. Well, that's good news. Seems to me that's a no-brainer. They said he was in uniform. Not all the time he wasn't. I'm just saying. So, wow. So there's some pretty nasty stuff going on down at the courthouse. Here's my only question here. He said that my court was down. Is that a euphemism for something, or does that mean that the court was not in session? I'm not sure, and I'm not sure I want to know. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I think we should all go pray during the commercial break. All right, we'll be right back. Vicky Gandy about to drop by. This is Starnes Country.
What if everything you thought you knew about online exploitation was only the surface? The shocking docuseries, Sexploited, rips the veil off the digital darkness destroying lives. You'll be stunned by what's uncovered in these real stories. Watch the trailers, if you dare. Once you see it, you'll understand why silence is no longer an option. Visit SalemNow.com and watch Sexploited in America. And visit SexploitedFilm.com.
And welcome back to Starnes Country, proudly broadcasting in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. If you're looking for a great deal on a car, go visit my good friend Todd Lochner down at Principal Toyota. Also want to say good morning to our friends over at the Bartlett Police Department. And wow, what a great job they did the other night presenting the colors at Bridgestone Arena for that Nashville Predators game. The Bartlett PD's Honor Guard making the trip up I-40, and they represented the Mid-South quite well. Good job there, Bartlett Police Department. It is now 30 degrees at the Memphis Zoo. Bundle up. It's going to be a pretty cold week here in the Mid-South. And again, there is a possibility for a little bit of frozen precip as we get closer to the weekend. We'll tell you more about that. Laura Huckabee standing by in the mighty 990 Weather Center with the very latest. Well, every Monday, our good friend Vicky Gandy from Cry Like drops by to help you, as many of you first-time home buyers. We have a huge Gen Z audience and many of those young people looking for that starter home, and Vicky Gandy is the person that can help you do that. Vicky Gandy, good to see you. Happy, hope you had a good weekend.
I did, Todd. Great to see you, too. And I've got my friend here, Mark Beanblossom, who has been my attorney now for 19 years. Golly, I just can't even believe I've done anything that long. But Mark and I have been working together. He's done my closings and taking care of a lot for me. So we're here to talk about some interesting things.
There is, there's an interesting story out about title fraud, right? This is a big, big problem when it comes to real estate. They're calling them title pirates. And a lot of people don't realize this, but vacant properties are actually some of the most easy, targets, these prime targets. There was a study done by a real estate industry mag, and they said about 6 in 10 real estate association professionals say they have seen cases of title fraud in their market just in the past year.
We have, and we're seeing it, and it's something that kind of sneaks up on you, and sometimes these properties can be sold 2 or 3 times before they realize it. Now, Mark has got a lot of details that he can tell us how to prevent it and also how to watch for it. So, Mark, you can give us some background on it.
Thank you. Just as Todd mentioned, vacant properties owned by out-of-country limited liability companies, et cetera, where there's not a lot of monitoring of the transactions. And thankfully, and fortunately, the Shelby County Register's office has produced a site that everyone can log into and enter their names and their email, and go to propertyfraudalert.com, or the Shelby County Register's office, and you can just Google that. and you put in your name, you put in your email address, and if someone records a deed regarding your property, your name, you are alerted by the Shelby County Register's Office. Now, granted, it's after the fact,
right,
but you can take immediate action to hopefully contact either an attorney or the Shelby County District Attorney's Office. Good luck with that. But anyways, in order to stop this fraud, and we do see it, I mean, but mostly it's on, again, abandoned properties, properties that with very little value, and then what they'll do is they'll use that property to go borrow money and then try to sell it to someone else. But I would encourage everyone to sign up for this. It's free, it's simple, and you are alerted.
You know, also just to check from time to time, go on the websites and check, you know, make sure, like I did it last night after I read this article and wrote it, to go check on mine to make sure it's still in my name. That's the interesting thing about it. But it can happen to anybody. And what's interesting, I was reading, Todd, that they were talking about how it happens. It says scammers will forge signatures or use stolen IDs. And I thought about it. You lose your driver's license, somebody may research you and say, oh, look, she's on some land. Yeah. Let's go steal her property. And then the other thing, too, was, you know, they'll get somebody to a fake notary or pay, you know, some notary that pretends to be one, and they'll corrupt one to stamp the document, and it's $10, and that's it.
I heard one case. There was a lady in Detroit, and she stole 30 titles.
Oh my God!
It's insane. I'm glad, you know, I'm glad that there are mechanisms in place to protect homeowners, especially older homeowners who may not be aware.
That's exactly right. And on the front end of this, I'll say a couple months ago, Mark White and Brent Taylor spoke at a function, and what they're introducing legislation for, and I think this will be very effective, is right now anyone can prepare a deed in the Register's Office is required to record it, accept it. What they're proposing is that any deed that's presented for recordation has to have been prepared by an attorney. So I think that would prevent a lot of this.
Yeah.
Granted, they could forge attorneys, et cetera, names, but I don't think they'll go that far on a regular basis. You never know. So kudos to our representatives.
Yeah, good old Brent Taylor. He seems like to be behind all the good stuff.
Well, we have Vicki Gandy with Cry Like in studio with us and attorney Mark Beanblossom. Vicki, what else is going on over in the world of real estate?
Well, it's just we're excited about so many things. Everybody's excited about the possibility of credit cards on, you know, being capped on their interest. I think that's a fabulous thing. I think it'll help people. You know, some people are going, oh, they'll spend more money. I don't think so. I think you can get the rates down and get a chance to save a little money and pay some things off. I'm excited about that. We're also looking at the fact that there's going to, you know, I gave you the predictions last week. Things are looking good. They think the rates may drop a little more. I don't know, Mark. I know you have you heard much of that as well?
Especially with all the purchasing of the bonds last week, pumping all the money in.
Yeah, so that should make a difference. So real estate's looking good. We're just ready for it to get warmer. If you have a warm February, we'll have a busy February. It's always about weather.
All right, Vicki Gandy with Cry Like. GoTeamGandy.com is her website. That's GoTeamGandy.com. Vicki, what else?
Well, we're definitely calling. People are calling. I had two calls this weekend. People, about like four different people calling saying, hey, we want to sell. And the neat thing is these are people that have used me before. And they're saying, hey, you know, come look at my house. Come walk through. Give me advice. What should I do? Paint this wall. Do I need to get rid of that ugly couch? Or I've got one that's relocating, and they're trying to decide whether to leave part of their furniture. And I just said, hey, you know, nowadays we have virtual staging, which is amazing. So we can actually, you can empty it out, and we can virtually stage it, and it looks fabulous. And that way people don't have to move twice. So getting busy already, and I'm excited about that.
Mark, on the attorney side, a lot of people may not realize that it's good to have an attorney in the mix, you know, when you're going in and purchasing a house.
Yeah, and in today's world, there are a lot of title companies, escrow companies, et cetera, and then we have traditional law offices, law firms, and some of the title companies employ attorneys as well. But in our case, we can draft documents, draft the deeds, we can issue opinions of title, represent the parties from an attorney and legal perspective, as opposed to, as I call them, just button pushers who produce documents and, frankly, don't really know what they are.
That's something that has happened to me. I had someone went to close that didn't want to use an attorney. And it's fine, you know, when everything goes perfect. But when something goes wrong and you've got somebody who will not fight for you or stand up for you or won't argue with the other side. And that's why I always close with Mark, because if there's a problem, he can handle it, and I don't have to worry about that.
I'm just curious, what would you say is, when somebody's out there looking for a house, what is like the top thing on their list that they are, what are they looking for in a house?
I would say, well, it matters on their age, you know, but location is huge for a lot of people. They either, you know, the schools, or they want to be in a small town, they want to be close to family. That seems to be but I do have people come in and don't have a clue if they're moving from out of town, and, you know, they'll say, well, I want, you know, they start naming their list, and then I just have to start showing them. I may show them something in Bartlett. It's also, of course, affordability. That's the other, you know, what they can afford, because Bartlett still right now is the most affordable area. In the close by, you know, you can go to Piperton and out in Fayette County, of course, too, but the nearby areas. And I have moved quite a few to Bartlett, which is, they've got a good school system, too. They've got the best of both.
All right. Vicki Gandy with Cry Like and Mark Beanblossom. Mark, if somebody has been, I want to circle back to title fraud. And if somebody has been the victim of title fraud, what do they need to do?
The first thing they need to do, in my opinion, is contact an attorney and have an attorney review exactly what, and we can, and can download and produce what has occurred. And based upon that, we obviously have to contact someone with the Shelby County, again,
FBI.
To investigate this. And most likely they're going to find that there's been a history of this person or entity that they do this on a consistent basis, perhaps even on a national basis. And it's not just some random act, most likely. And then also they can contact, again, Shelby County Register's Office to prevent any other transactions, notify their bank, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Vicki Gandy, final thoughts.
Well, one thing about that, too, I was reading just recently that there was somebody who went so far, they lost their property. I mean, they even though it was so sad, I don't know what they did. I can't remember, but they couldn't get it back. Sometimes they can get it back, right, Mark? Sometimes
sure,
they can't, but
sure.
But
it's
anyway.
A fraudulent transaction.
But this is something that people need to kind of pay attention to. Just go online and check, you know, go like an assessor's office even, like what I do, and just look at your address and make sure it still has your name, you know, every now and then, like Mark said, register for that. And that way, that's just one thing that you can take off your checklist to worry about.
Yeah, and it's free.
And it is free, absolutely. So,
all right. And if they want to get a hold of you, Mark, do you have a website, or do they go through Vicki?
Yeah, 901-758-0500, beanblossomlaw.com.
All right.
And go Team Gandy. You can find Mark through me all the time.
Right. All right, guys. Great to see you, Mark. Thanks for being here in Stearns Country this morning. Folks, we've got to take a quick break. It is now 45 minutes past the hour. This is Stearns Country in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio.
What if everything you thought you knew about online exploitation was only the surface? The shocking docuseries, Sexploited, rips the veil off the digital darkness destroying lives. You'll be stunned by what's uncovered in these real stories. Watch the trailers, if you dare. Once you see it, you'll understand why silence is no longer an option. Visit SalemNow.com and watch Sexploited in America. And visit SexploitedFilm.com.
All right, Summer Avenue, the danger zone on Sunday. That big old protest, folks shutting down Summer Avenue. And a lot of folks wanting to weigh on that. Most of you are doing it online. But you can also give us a call this morning, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Munford. Jessica is on the line. Hi, Jessica. Hope you're having a good start to your day.
Hi, Todd. I was just calling because I'd like to discuss, in your view, or in your listeners' view, what lines need to be drawn between the First Amendment versus the other amendments? Do you feel like the First Amendment should have rules and unreasonable, you know, requirements to it as, let's say, the Second Amendment? What's the difference there in your view?
Well, in what context?
Well, when you say, because the First Amendment, I think we could both agree that the First Amendment is the right to protest, right?
That's right.
Right. So what happened yesterday with those protesters that that went against the first. Weren't they expressing their First Amendment? Right?
Absolutely. And they have every right to do that. I mean, they can stand on a sidewalk corner and they can scream until they're blue in the face. But here's what they can't do. They cannot block roadways. That's against the law. If you want to parade in the streets, you have to have a permit. So you also, if you're in Memphis, the city of Memphis requires that you have insurance, that you have barricades, and you also have to provide security for street closures so nobody runs you over.
Well, I think that you're incorrect on that because the Supreme Court, especially.
No, I'm not incorrect on it. I'm looking at the law right now.
No. Oh, you are. But the breaking news, the Supreme Court's reaffirmed over and over that any protest that is in response to breaking news does not, that that's an undue burden to have to go through the government.
Breaking, no, where is that? I want you to name, what's the legislation you're naming there, Jessica?
It's not legislation, it's Supreme Court presidents and
no, give me the court case. What's the court case?
I could get those. I don't have them off the top of my head, but requiring permits for breaking news protests places an unreasonable burden on.
No, ma'am, it does not. Let me ask you this. What about the unreasonable burden the protesters placed on people, including one lady who had an emergency and she was in her car on a roadway and she was not allowed to get to where she was going because you had protesters blocking the roadway? What about her?
You're talking about the one that said she had an emergency with her dog.
Yeah,
right?
I don't care. I don't care if they have a dog or if they're going to the grocery store. What's the purpose of a road? It's for vehicles to get from point A to point B.
But law enforcement has the ability to get emergency vehicles through.
You have to. You have every right to protest. But when you step foot onto and you block a roadway, that is illegal in the state of Tennessee.
So you're saying that to use your rights. So, okay, let me ask you this. So,
well, no. Let me ask you this, Jessica. Are you a homeowner?
Yes, I am.
What would happen if, say, 200 people showed up on your front yard to protest you?
To protest me? They stayed on the public sidewalk.
No. What if they were on your property?
If they were on, that's private property.
No. But again, they've got a right to protest. You're telling us that the right to protest is sacrosanct. In other words, there are no limitations to your right to protest.
But you're trying to compare private property.
No, ma'am, I am not. I am trying to convey to you the fact that there are limitations. And one of those limitations in the state of Tennessee, and specifically in the city of Memphis, is that you have to have a permit if you plan to block a street for any event at all. Otherwise, you could have a bluegrass band decide one day, you know what, we're just going to stage a concert right smack in the middle of Poplar Avenue during rush hour.
Okay, so Todd, what did the January 6th people, did they have permits to go inside the Capitol building?
What is this? What do you mean January the 6th?
January 6th.
I have no earthly idea. I'm not sure what your argument is here. You're kind of running around, we're chasing rabbits. We're talking about what happened Sunday on Summer Avenue.
Right, because you don't want to address that when it's a conservative point of view that is protested, that you agree with it. But when something that...
Jessica, I'm sure you're a very nice... I'm sure you're a very nice person, and I don't mean to use this word in a negative way, but you're ignorant. And the reason I say that is because if you've listened to my national show for any amount of time, you would have known that I have personally condemned what happened on January the 6th. And I've done it not once or twice, probably a couple of dozen times since J6 happened. So if you're going to come onto the program, you're welcome to come onto the program, but you have to come armed with the facts. And you're not coming armed with the facts this morning. So here's what I want you to do, Jessica. I want you to go back, grab yourself a cup of coffee, do your research on the Supreme Court, and I want you to give us a call back when you can find the Supreme Court decision that says breaking news allows people to go out there and block streets across America. All right, Jessica?
All you want to do is listen to yourself and talk about yourself. You don't want to listen to other views.
Jessica, you've been talking for, what, 4.5 minutes now? And normally, we don't allow even lawmakers to talk that long. You just haven't made your point.
With you, But all you want to do is insult people and call them ignorant or call them fat. When you
no, I'm not calling. Right? I'm not calling. Yeah, I am calling you ignorant, and the reason why is because you didn't do your homework.
You make posts on your page talking about the girth of protesters.
Yeah, the gals of girth. Yeah,
anything.
They're large.
No. Don't play dumb now.
I'm not playing dumb. They are large. That's why we call them girth. Girth means large. It's well rounded. Plus size. All right. Bye bye, Jessica. We tried. Ladies and gentlemen, we try. But this is a great example of the leftists. They don't want to have an educated conversation. Right? We gave her plenty of opportunities to do that. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Candace says they never want to hear facts. All they want to hear is the false information they are told. So, and you heard Jessica when we presented the evidence. Well, the Supreme Court says that you have to allow people to protest breaking news. And we're like, where is the evidence? What about J6? Wait, what? What does J6 have to do with anything? Oh, there you go. But it is true. And again, it's, you know, we're able to describe a radio as theater of the mind. And you have to describe these protests to people so they get a pretty good idea that these are all very well paid individuals. I don't know if people were getting paid in Memphis. But I can tell you that mob that was out there Sunday did not reflect or represent the community where that protest was being held at all. By the way, isn't it interesting, speaking of that, it's the same crowd that goes out there and they protest the Memphis Safe Task Force and all of those folks. They always protest in the wealthy and safe areas of Memphis. Have you noticed that? Nobody's ever out there protesting in, say, Orange Mound. Or North Memphis, or South Memphis. I wonder why that is. All right, we've got to call it a day. We will be back at 11 o'clock, everybody. I think it's going to be a wild week here on KWAM.